From Du Bois to Jeffrey City and South Pass to Lysite, if it's happening in Fremont County, Fairings in the Field. From the Porter's 10Cast studio, here's County 10 reporter Amanda Fairing.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Fairing in the Field. We're coming to you today from southern Fremont County, where we're going to chat about the Pony Express Re-Ride, the annual event that passes through Wyoming every June. This year, the mail made its way through Fremont County on June 21st and 22nd. I caught up with Vanessa Powell, who is the captain of the Beaver Rim Division for the Pony Express Re-Ride here in Fremont County. So this year, the riders picked up the mail in Atlantic City and brought it all the way to Jeffrey City in the very early morning hours of June 22nd. Let's hear from Vanessa about what this year looked like as far as the team goes.
So we only had five riders last night with five horses, and so we only had two horse trailers, and we normally have about 12 riders.
The mail arrived about an hour early from Farson this year, and so the Beaver Rim Division was still able to maintain that extra hour of padding, even though they were such a small team. Let's hear from Vanessa on how she became involved in the Pony Express Re-Ride.
I grew up doing this with my mom. So my mom was the captain of the Beaver Rim Division, and my mom was battling cancer, colorectal cancer, for the past 5 years, and she passed away in February. So I stepped in as captain this year, and I was asked to continue on doing the captain last night. So I stepped in to fulfill my mom's spot.
So those are very close ties that Vanessa has to the Pony Express Re-Ride, and it's amazing that she's continued on in her mom's legacy here with being the captain. Let's hear from Vanessa about how the mail is transported by the team.
We've always done it is we kind of stay as a group because the mountain path can be pretty treacherous. So we'd have one rig, so a truck and trailer, that would go up. So say if I wanted to ride 2 miles, the next person would go up 2 miles. They would get their horse out ready for me to come into them. And when I rode into them, we would have the guys with the Montchila, which carries the mail, off my horse and put it onto their horse. And then they would take off running their mile to 2 miles to 3 miles.
What is it like to ride through that area in the essentially middle of the night?
I mean, when we ride, we have, you know, there's wildlife out there. So sure. We got the antelope, we got all of that stuff that's out there. And they do jump up and run in front of us, and our horses are great about it. And we don't, for the most part, our horses run without light. And we've always ran in the middle of the night. So our horses take really good care of us. And it's having that faith and trust with your horse. And there's cows. I mean,
sure. Open
range. I think every year there's something a little different and a little strange. Like this year, my strangeness would be having five riders and being able to keep our 6-hour time frame.
So altogether, the team travels 60 miles. It's 40 miles on dirt road through the mountains and 20 miles on the highway. So that's quite a bit of time in the saddle. Let's hear a little bit more from Vanessa about the team this year.
I had a new kiddo. He was amazing. He's 23, Steve, because I'm going to butcher his first name if I even try, but Steve, he was phenomenal.
Awesome.
He was new this year, and he rocked it. And then Kaylin, she's 20, and she's rode with us the past 4 years, and she used one of my horses, and I mean, she can go. And so it was nice to have her. And then I have Val Harris, and she is like an endurance rider.
Okay.
So she was, her and her horses were going 4 miles at a time most of the night, which helped us out. And then I did have another new rider. Her name was Kim, and she was awesome too. It was great to have the new young blood in there too, and be able to help us out and see how everything works.
What was the ride like as your first year as a captain?
I was really nervous because this is the least amount of riders we've ever had. We've had yesterday a few people that normally ride with me, their horse got bit by a rattlesnake, so they couldn't go. And then, so that really freaked me out because they were trying to deal with their horse. And then I had another group that usually rides with me, and they're stuck in Orlando on a family trip. Flight keeps getting delayed. So when I was getting all these messages that people wouldn't be able to ride, I was like, no, no, no. Like, don't tell me that.
Oh, no.
But, and then we had a few, only having two trucks and trailers, we had to bounce horses around quite a bit last night. And one's a slanted horse trailer. And so horses have to walk up in it, and then they have to back out. So that was a challenge. We had a few horses that did not like the backing out of a trailer, and they were normally horses that turn around in the horse trailer and come out the front end. Mm-hmm. So that was a challenge we posed, but it was bearable. I mean, we did it. We know what our horses can and can't do at night, but it was good. Our group always rides at night, so we always have people that are like, oh, we'll be there, and then, you know, when it comes, it's like, ugh, night ride sucks.
Sure.
But I give it to my people that have always been there and deal with it and show up, so they're the real MVPs.
Absolutely. So now that we've talked about the logistics of working as a team, getting to and from the destinations, let's talk about what you're actually carrying, which is the mail.
It arrives from Sacramento, California, Missouri.
Yeah.
It rides to Missouri. And we carry that same mail. This year, so last year we could not ride because of COVID.
Right.
And so this year there is 2 years of mail.
Oh my goodness.
So that Montella was super heavy. I think it was pushing like 40 pounds.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot more than I thought.
Oh yeah. It was full. Okay. And there was actually another one canister that they, night crew doesn't use. So if it falls off, we're not in trouble.
Okay.
But they have one that goes over the saddle horn too with mail in it too.
Oh, wow.
So there's quite a bit of mail in there this year.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay. Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
So as far as the handoffs go, and that's kind of what I was curious about this morning. So I kind of, I guess, assumed that it would be at the mailboxes since it's mail.
That
kind of how it goes, is like it's at those kind of, you know, the post office or what have you that goes along with it?
So this year, all of my group, so I rode in 3 miles to bring it into Jeffrey City. And then all of my group got out at a half mile before Jeffrey City, and we all rode in together, which was really cool. We've never done that before.
Oh, that's awesome.
And we have, so Deidre Holman, which is Casper crew that we handed off to, they were outside by the restaurant where you can get coffee. And they had a horse there, and we all rode in, and I jumped off my horse, and the guys took the Montella off and put it on that horse, and then the Casper crew just took off.
So thanks to Vanessa for explaining all these logistics to us. I greatly appreciate it and have a broader understanding of what goes on in the trail out there. What is your favorite part of the ride itself since you've been doing it for so long?
You know, my favorite part about doing the ride is this is something that I did with my grandpa when I was little, something I did with my mom. I mean, it's kind of like a little family tradition. So it was kind of, I mean, it was different to ride without my mom and not have her there as captain. Mm-hmm. But it felt really good to carry on the tradition of my grandpa and my mom. So that was what I loved about it.
How old were you when you took your first Pony Express free ride?
Well, I think you have to be 16 to ride.
Okay.
And to do the waiver. But my mom, I rode with my mom. My mom ponied me when I was little. I mean, so I started off really young.
<That's>
way funny. Before I could carry the Montella.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice or any thoughts you want to share with anybody out there who's listening to this that might be interested in joining the association?
if they love working with their horse and they love spending time with their horse and they love to just open their horse up and go, it is phenomenal. I mean, this is a whole different experience on riding your horse. And we have people that are endurance riders and, you know, people that are just trail riders, and they all come out and they all ride and they all say the same thing. It's a great experience. You don't have to haul butt, you know, you just have to have a nice little trot or gallop, and it is phenomenal.
In order to participate in the Pony Express Reride, you have to actually be a member of the National Association. So let's hear from Vanessa on what it takes to become a member.
They could either email me or call me or text me, and I can get them a membership sent over.
Okay.
New memberships are $44, and a renewal is $25. And that's really it. We meet once a year to kind of discuss what's going to happen on that year's ride or what we're looking for, and, you know, just kind of meet up and hang out, and then we have our ride.
Okay.
So there's not much involved, but it's awesome to have new members.
That's great. All right. Well, thank you so much, Vanessa, for joining me on this episode of Faring in the Field. And thank you to the listeners out there who follow our podcast. We appreciate your support. And until next time, Fremont County, I'll see you out there.